You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
C.J. Anderson 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Osweiler under center. Will he sneak it here? Nope, they toss it here. Here comes C.J. Anderson running behind a wall of blockers. C.J.'s on the loose. C.J. with one to beat. Down the sideline. C.J. Anderson to the house. Denver wins it. 48-yard scamper in overtime. It is over. The Broncos in overtime have beaten the Patriots 30-24.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Locked On Broncos. That was from Dave Logan, the voice of the Denver Broncos, back in 2015 when the Denver Broncos defeated the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football, 30-24. C.J. Anderson with the game-winning touchdown run on the toss play. And this episode is dedicated to C.J. Anderson, who the Denver Broncos released yesterday. Now, obviously, going back and looking at everything that C.J. Anderson has done, I just want to take the time to say thank you to C.J. Anderson for his contribution as a Denver Bronco. Now, as a player, as a guy in the community, he was top class, first class all the way, a guy who was passionate, very emotional, wasn't afraid to show emotion, wasn't afraid to leave it all out on the line, and we witnessed that. You know, he was in tears after the Broncos lost a game this year after competing so hard. That's what you love from guys in the National Football League. Now, granted, there are times where C.J. Anderson in the community, a lot of people don't like how he is on social media, but C.J. Anderson, first and foremost, as a player, as a human being, phenomenal guy, and we're going to wish him the best over here at Locked On Broncos. Welcome to another episode. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer, contributor over at PredominantlyOrange.com, covering all things orange and blue, as well as an NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos and the National Football League. You can follow me on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL. Now, on today's episode of Locked On Broncos, we're obviously going to talk about C.J. Anderson for a little bit. Also today, a lot of players changed their names. Not their names, but they obviously changed their jerseys. Some guys had to choose different jersey numbers. Case Keenum, Marquette King, previously both wear number 7 in Oakland and in Minnesota. But you can't do that now because obviously number 7 is retired by John Elway. John Elway's not going to unretire it. So those guys chose a new jersey. We'll talk about which new players chose which jersey selections. And obviously we're going to talk about the Broncos' visit with Baker Mayfield. Last night they had dinner with obviously Matt Russell, Gary Kubiak. Today, Baker Mayfield had lunch with John Elway before he was supposed to take his trip to Arizona to visit with the Cardinals. So very excited about that. Case Keenum took to the podium today to talk about what it's like to be in Denver and obviously his goals, his expectations for 2018 as the Denver Broncos begin their off-season training portion of obviously non-mandatory workouts. You got some guys that are attending. A guy who did not attend today at obviously the voluntary workouts was Riley Dixon, punter. Now, he's probably going to be traded at some point or released, obviously, with the addition of Marquette King. But we're going to talk about Case Keenum and, obviously, his interview with the Denver media today here on another edition of Locked On Broncos. So Case Keenum met with the Denver media today to really address, obviously, for the first time since being introduced by John Elway and Vance Joseph as the next quarterback for the Denver Broncos, what his thoughts were. And he was asked several questions, especially around the area of if the Denver Broncos draft a quarterback this year in the draft. And his response was it would be the same thoughts as anybody that comes in. I'm excited for whoever comes in. It's going to make us better. That's what competition breeds within your own team. I think it makes you better. Whoever comes in, I'll be looking for them to help us to be a better football team, no matter what position it is. I know they're going to draft a lot of positions. It doesn't change my mindset at all. Now, that right there is the response that we've always wanted to hear from Case Keenum. Obviously, he knows everything to say. I'm a big Case Keenum fan. I was so impressed with what we saw from him in Minnesota last year. A lot of Broncos fans are actually pretty happy with the Denver Broncos getting him at quarterback over Kirk Cousins. And there's a lot of Vikings fans that, you know, are kind of uneasy about letting Case Keenum go and them getting Kirk Cousins. So it's kind of this double jeopardy type of scenario there, because Kirk Cousins, you know, in Washington, you didn't have really a true idea what he could do outside of Washington. We didn't know what kind of money he would command. Obviously, he commanded quite a bit of money, $83 million guaranteed over 3 years. That's insanity. But Case Keenum, he's willing to work. He's willing to take chances, and that's a big thing. You know, I think that that's a huge thing for Case Keenum, having that mindset that he does, that he's going to continue to work, obviously be a leader that, you know, obviously he's a phenomenal leader. Go back and watch All or Nothing. You know, the year he was struggling with Jeff Fisher, and they had a rookie Jared Goff in there, and Case Keenum never was looking over his shoulder constantly. He just came in, he battled, and he struggled in that system. He goes over to Minnesota, and he does phenomenal. Sam Bradford gets hurt, and he steps in and leads them to a 13-3 record, number one seed in the NFC, throwing career highs in completion percentage, pass yards, and touchdowns, and obviously seven interceptions. That's phenomenal for a guy like Case Keenum. That's ball security. That's what the Denver Broncos need at all. And also another question that was asked to Case Keenum was whether or not the offensive coaches have asked, you know, for input on certain plays that he likes. And he said they've been very open about communication there between himself and the coaches. It's been great to have coaches that are looking to hear what I have to say and installing offenses. I think that's your job as a quarterback, to see the defense as the offensive coordinator does and to see the defense as your quarterback's coach does. Then when you're in there making decisions, you're seeing exactly what you're seeing on film. You know what to do in those certain situations. So Case Keenum's a very cerebral guy. That's one thing I really admire about him. He puts every, you know, effort into every single repetition. He's a smart guy. He limits mistakes, and he's also elusive with his feet. You know, he's got a phenomenal ability to stand in the pocket, especially when it collapses. And we've seen that against the Minnesota Vikings, you know, last year when he was the quarterback for them. He would face pressure from a lot of different angles, step up in the pocket, make throws, especially against the Los Angeles Rams. He did that against the New Orleans Saints as well. So I have a lot of respect, a lot of promise, and a lot of hope for what Case Keenum can do for the Denver Broncos, and so does Von Miller. So let's take a look at what Von Miller had to say to the media today regarding Case Keenum.
He's going to be a great quarterback for us. He's going to be a great leader. His locker is right across from mine, right where DeMarcus used to be. So I envision like a whole bunch of magical moments between, you know, me and Case, and, you know, holding hands and dancing around in the locker room. So it'd be great.
So today the Denver Broncos wrapped up their meeting with quarterback Baker Mayfield. Now, last night, Matt Russell, Gary Kubiak had dinner with Baker Mayfield and were rumored to be very interested and very impressed by what Baker Mayfield had to say. And obviously, the interview questions, the evaluation process continues in the National Football League as the NFL draft approaches. Baker Mayfield had lunch with John Elway today in Dove Valley before he boarded his plane to take a visit with the Arizona Cardinals. So the Denver Broncos will be following up with Baker Mayfield, and next week, okay, we're just under 9 days away of the NFL draft. I'm very excited about it because it's a huge, huge time of the year, and we're going to bring all the coverage to you live on television, broadcasted on Twitter for those of you who couldn't have access to the website. We'll be broadcasting with Did You See That Now Sports with Mike Ortiz Jr. We did it last year. The platform has grown huge, and it's phenomenal. Very, very excited to bring you live analysis of every single pick in the first round of this year's NFL draft and how that pick fits the team's needs and the team's scheme. A great panel of analysts talking all things NFL draft, April 26th. Be sure to catch us out there live. I'll tweet the link out at Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL. So speaking of the draft, now Mark Schofield, host of Locked On Patriots and head writer over at Inside the Pylon, has released a draft guide for you, the fans, and you, the listeners of Locked On Broncos and the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, it was compiled of over 50 scouts, and they've scouted over 500 players, and they submitted over 1,000 reports. Now, Mark Schofield and Inside the Pylon are giving you the opportunity to have this draft guide. And if you're a listener of the Locked On Podcast Network or Locked On Broncos, they're giving you a special promo code for your use today to get $5 off the guide. If you want the Inside the Pylon draft guide with a lot of great information leading up to the NFL draft, use promo code LONFL for a $5 off the entire draft guide, and that you can get the draft guide at itpdraftguide.com. Once again, that's promo code LONFL, takes $5 off the draft guide, and you can do that over at itpdraftguide.com. Like I said, 50 scouts, scouts, 500 players scouted, 1,000 different reports submitted to the guide, Inside the Pylon Draft Guide 2018. Go check it out. You won't regret it. I guarantee you, you'll love it. So, moving on to our next piece of Denver Broncos news. The Denver Broncos today announced the newest members of the Denver Broncos, what jersey numbers they will wear this season. Now, there are 10 new Denver Broncos, and they picked their uniforms. Now, Marquette King couldn't pick number 7. Case Keenum couldn't pick number 7 because John Elway owns it. So, punter Marquette King, he's going with jersey number 1. And the Denver Broncos brought in a kicker this offseason, Taylor Bertolette, to compete with Brandon McManus and obviously put some pressure on him. He will wear jersey number 3. Obviously, Case Keenum getting number 4 on his jersey. Wide receiver Kenny Bell will wear the number 13 for the Denver Broncos. Newly acquired cornerback from the Cleveland Browns, formerly of the, obviously, Philadelphia Eagles as well, C.J. Smith, he'll wear number 28. Long snapper Christian Kuntz would wear 45. Newly acquired and your starting right tackle, Jared Valdir of the Arizona Cardinals. Now, Denver Broncos starting tackle, he'll wear number 66. And obviously, tackle Andreas Knapp will wear 73. For the Denver Broncos. Defensive players Deshaun Williams will wear 93, and Clinton McDonald, acquired from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he will wear jersey number 98, formerly of Terrence Pot Roast Knighton. So that's going to be a big thing, obviously, seeing some of these guys compete for a roster spot. None of them are really set in stone outside of Marquette King. Now, like I said today, the Denver Broncos have had voluntary workouts, and obviously a lot of people reported Shaquille Barrett, Matt Paradise both reported, even though they're kind of in a spot where they may require a contract. They're not currently under contract yet, and so I think a big thing is seeing those guys there shows a lot of loyalty. I like that. I absolutely like that. And Shaquille Barrett is a guy that needs to be paid for the Denver Broncos. Now you have a choice between paying between him and Shane Ray. And this is a debate. This is commonly a question of debate amongst Broncos fans. Can you keep both of them? I don't think you can keep both of them because both of them are going to demand a market regardless. And only, you know, barring an injury to Von Miller, only one of them can play at a time. Shaquille Barrett did a phenomenal job last year stepping up for Shane Ray. Shane Ray has got his weight back on. Obviously, that's a big thing after undergoing a hand injury that kept him out pretty much most of the season, hindered him towards the later half of the regular season. He came back against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football after the bye week, and you know he struggled a little bit. You know, the pass rush wasn't there. When you can only use one hand, one arm, that's hard. Shaquille Barrett did step up, though, so that begs the question for a lot of people. What do the Denver Broncos do in this situation when it comes to trying to keep both these guys or pay both these guys? Someone's going to get a contract demand somewhere. The Cleveland Browns, you know, a couple years ago had a lot of interest in Shaquille Barrett. If you play Madden, anytime you turn on Connected Franchise and you go on Madden, somebody's always offering to trade for Shaquille Barrett. He's a guy that's going to demand something for some teams. He could be very useful and beneficial for some teams. So that's an exciting thing to see when we talk about it. But, you know, it's a tough dilemma, but it's good to see those guys reporting. Riley Dixon did not report for, obviously, the non-mandatory portion of the offseason workouts for the Denver Broncos, and why would he? You know, he's probably not going to be on the roster for the Denver Broncos. He may be cut or traded, as we talked about. Marquette King, he came in. And this is kind of, you know, this is the nature of the NFL, and it's kind of unfair. It's kind of frustrating at times because when you go through and you look at the National Football League, Riley Dixon, I thought, did a phenomenal job last year for the Broncos. Now, special teams overall, they were not that special. It was difficult, often in spurts, for the Denver Broncos to have any kind of glimmer of hope on the special team side of the ball. Riley Dixon, I think, was a saving grace. Riley Dixon had a lot of good moments. He's a young guy, athletic as can be, out of Syracuse. Has the opportunity as a punter to throw the ball as well, but so does Marquette King. And Marquette King has shown in the past that he can do a lot of fakes, and he can run for big yardage. He's an athletic punter. And punting in the mile high air, you know, that's something that the Denver Broncos really needed in 2017. They didn't get that advantage on special teams of really pinning opponents deep. And also, the offense never helped out the Denver Broncos defense with field position, for that matter, often at times with turning the ball over at the quarterback position, fumbling, throwing interceptions. All three Denver Broncos quarterbacks last year were pretty much negative on the aspect of obviously throwing touchdowns compared to interceptions. They threw more interceptions than they did touchdowns, and that says everything that you really need to know about the Denver Broncos quarterback situation in 2017. I feel much better about where it is right now. We talked about it. If you listened to the episode of Brian Peacock yesterday for the Locked On 49ers mock draft, I picked Denver Broncos at number 5, picked Baker Mayfield, and it just made the most sense. And that if Baker Mayfield's available at 5, I doubt the Denver Broncos pass on him. The Denver Broncos right now, when you look at the quarterback situation, you have your answer in Case Keenum for 2 years. And if Case Keenum performs really well in these 2 years, he'll have the opportunity to extend that however long it may be. Now, let's talk about hypotheticals here. Hypothetically, let's say Case Keenum is in a situation where he drops back, gets sacked, or lands wrong, and let's say he comes up hurt. Paxton Lynch would go in the game right now for the Denver Broncos. Would you feel confident at this point, based on what we've seen from Paxton Lynch? This isn't a knock on Paxton Lynch. This is just what it is. Paxton Lynch had struggled massively in every game that he started in for the Denver Broncos, against Atlanta, against Jacksonville, and obviously throughout the season against Oakland. Then he got hurt, and then obviously against the Kansas City Chiefs, Week 17. He had flashes. He absolutely has flashes, but consistency is the key that we're looking for here with Paxton Lynch, and there's not a lot of sense of that. You know, the fans have become frustrated with Paxton Lynch. There was a lot of promise, a lot of hope riding on what Paxton Lynch could probably do with the Denver Broncos due to his athleticism, his ability to extend plays with his legs and make moves, and that was something that got him hurt in the preseason against the Green Bay Packers, and so there's a lot of frustration growing around Paxton Lynch. There's some rumors that he's not in the playbook. I'm not too sure exactly on if that's true or not. That's just what we hear. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, I go back and I watch his tape at Memphis. In Memphis, he was electric. He had a guy by the name of Ant Miller. Anthony Miller is going to be going in this year's NFL draft in the third or fourth round, a phenomenal wide receiver. Who knows, the Denver Broncos could pick him up in the third or fourth round. But he made a lot of plays for Paxton Lynch. And it's college is different than the pro game. The pro game, a lot of defensive players know what you're going to do, and that's what makes it very difficult to succeed in the NFL as a quarterback. You got Drew Brees, Tom Brady, guys who have had continued and obviously consistent success. Paxton Lynch has been very inconsistent from the very beginning. He's been sacked quite a bit. He's turned the ball over more times than he's thrown a touchdown or scored, and those are some concerning stats. So if Case Keenum were to hypothetically go down, a lot of Broncos fans, this is going to be our poll and vote over it at Cody Rourke NFL. Would you be confident or would you be comfortable if Paxton, which was the backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos, if Case Keenum got hurt, would you be comfortable with Paxton Lynch coming in? Send us your answers at Cody Rourke NFL. We'll read the answers on tomorrow's edition of Locked On Broncos. But this is why I think the Broncos go quarterback at number 5. It's plain and easy. You know, he's the evident quarterback at number 5. If you pick Baker Mayfield, he's your backup quarterback. I mean, there's almost no argument. He's electric. He's, you know, far better than Paxton Lynch, and that's not a knock on Paxton Lynch. I like Paxton Lynch a lot. I had Paxton Lynch going to Denver in my mock draft in 2016. I had the Broncos trading up to get him, and they did that. But the problem is, it just hasn't worked out. And John Elway's deemed this as a 3 to 4 year project, but can you really wait that long for with a guy like Paxton Lynch when there's a guy like Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen or even Mason Rudolph or Luke Falk, for that matter? Some very quality quarterbacks out there in this year's NFL draft that I don't think we've had a quality type draft of this nature in the National Football League in several years. So those are some areas that we're going to follow, and we'll talk a lot about that more on tomorrow's edition of Locked On Broncos. Once again, head over to Cody Rourke NFL, shoot me a follow, tweet me your feedback. We're going to run the poll tonight. Also, follow the show on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos. And if you love the show, head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review. We got some Fan Friday interviews in the works. Some people have reached out to DenverBroncosLockedOn@gmail.com with some interest of appearing here on the show to give their testimony, their statement, why they're a Broncos fan, what led them to Broncos fandom, and obviously their predictions, their hopes for the 2018 Denver Broncos season. So if you have interest in that, shoot me an email at DenverBroncosLockedOn@gmail.com or at Cody Rourke NFL on Twitter. Very excited about that. Once again, fans, I appreciate you guys. Listeners who listen to the show, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. We have have so many great interactions. We're going to be doing our Periscope edition of Locked On Broncos on Thursday now rather than today. Everything's going to be good. Very excited about that. Tweet me your questions, tweet me your analysis, tweet me your thoughts at CourtyWorkNFL, and we will see you tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Broncos.